Chapter 5. 12 years later.
Please, Father, can't we go a little further today? The moors are so beautiful and wild and never-ending. But we always go to the same places. I'm strong enough now to walk up to Penistone Crags, that great rock on the hill. I've wanted to see what's on the other side ever since I was a child. Kathy smiled at her father imploringly, knowing full well how difficult it was for him to ever say no to her. She had grown from the tiny, premature baby into a fine, strong young girl. Her beauty assured of by the dark eyes of the Earnshaw family and the fair hair and delicate features of the Lintons. She did not have the passionate, headstrong ways of her mother, but her love and determination were of a gentler, sweeter kind.
No, I'm sorry, Kathy. It's too late. It will be almost dark before we get home, and the moors are dangerous, especially up high.
This was almost the only wish of Kathy that he would not grant. For Wuthering Heights was up close to the rock, and he did not want his daughter even to know of its existence. He had avoided any contact with the house and Heathcliff for more than 12 years, and he intended to continue doing so. It was the only thing he felt strongly about these days.
Well, that's very mean of you, and I shall ask Nell to take me there one day if you won't, said Kathy, a little angrily.
Promise me that you'll never do that. It is the only thing I ask of you, Kathy,
said Edgar, seriously. She made her promise, and they walked back through the heather towards home. But as they reached the gates of the Grange, a servant came running up to them.
Sir, there's an urgent letter for you from London.
The letter was from Isabella, informing Edgar that she was seriously ill and imploring him to come before she died and take care of her son, Linton. For a moment he hesitated, not wanting to leave the Grange, but he could not refuse his sister this last request. Leaving Kathy in the safe hands of faithful Nell, he left for London on the first coach, staying away for 3 weeks.